Wesleyan Christian football coach Kurt Cloud with us as we have our Mustang Coaches Corner. Summit Christian beating Copan Wesleyan Christian's co-op, their first loss of the season, 34-20. And Coach Cloud, I did have a chance to talk to Coach Page a little bit earlier. I know Summit Christian, a step up in competition, obviously a group of guys that have been together a little bit longer. What were your thoughts on a 14-point loss this past week?
Well, you know, obviously we would have liked to win the game, and we made some errors, some coverage errors on defense that cost us a couple of scores, and we'd love to have those back. But you know, that's what you play the games for. And overall, I was pleased with our defense and the way we played. Offensively, we had a hard time getting going, but we ended up making some big plays, and we had some injuries and some suspensions that were handed out that caused us some problems on offense and defense. Hudson Sparks is out for the next couple of games because of an altercation he got into at Copan last week during the game. And then Fisher was injured again during the ball game, the same foot he injured up the first week. And so those two were huge differences. And plus we had a couple of scores called back, which is mistakes we can't afford to make in a game like that.
Talking with Wesleyan Christian football coach Kurt Cloud, losing to Summit Christian 34-20. And I was talking to Coach Page about this, but, you know, you guys have come together as a co-op, and so far it's been really good. You know, a lot of positivity beforehand, and obviously you won the first ball game a couple of weeks ago. In the course of a football season, always going to be bumps in the road with some losses here and there and some other adversity. And are you interested to kind of see how this group handles that over the next 3 or 4 days?
Yeah, we are. Adversity is one of those things that every group handles differently, and it'll be interesting to see with the two of them coming together, how they can handle defeat when it comes and get better and improve. And we're very interested to see how we can improve.
Homecoming for you all this week, Southwest Covenant coming into town, another game here in Bartlesville. What do you know about them, and what will your kind of week in preparation look like?
Well, first of all, homecoming we postponed a little bit. We're having that in October because of some volleyball scheduling.
Oh, okay.
But Southwest Covenant is one of those teams that comes in who's got a stable full of really good athletes, and they were probably the second best team in Class C last year, losing to Pond Creek with a banged up quarterback. And felt like that they should have won that game. And if there's an opponent that I know well, it's this one because my son is the head coach there.
Hey, look at that. I knew that there was somewhere back there, but I didn't know that right off the top. That's great. So how's that going to be, kind of facing your son? That's got to be kind of cool.
It's interesting. This will be the third time we faced each other. Twice before when I was out in Western Oklahoma we played, and we're 1-1 so far, so we'll see.
So kind of the rubber match.
Yeah.
There you go. Wesleyan Christian head football coach Kurt Cloud, once again, his son coming into town with Southwest Covenant for a kickoff at Wesleyan Christian School. Coach, appreciate it, and best of luck to you on Friday.
Thank you.